Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles. It's awesome to be back for episode 11.
11 already.
I know, right? Time flies when you're having fun exploring all these different ways to live a little bit more sustainably and
protect all that amazing wildlife.
Yes. And of course, boost our own well-being too.
Definitely.
We are all about making those eco-friendly choices, you know, those ones that are really good for you and the planet.
Absolutely.
And as always, we're encouraging you to be physically strong, mentally awake, and environmentally safe.
We love that.
So today we're going to dive into a topic that might surprise some people. We're going to be talking all about the environmental impact of the supplement industry.
That's right. A lot of folks don't realize that those vitamins and protein powders we take, they can actually have a pretty significant footprint on the planet.
Yeah, you know what? I'm someone who tries to be mindful of my own environmental impact, but I will admit the sustainability of my supplements really had not crossed my mind before.
It's something that we often overlook.
It really is. So where do we even begin with this?
Well, the journey of a supplement really all starts with its raw materials, right? So the plants, the animals, or the minerals that are actually used to create it.
Right, okay.
And based on our findings, the way those materials are sourced can actually have a big impact on the environment. Take fish oil, for example. It's a pretty common supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, overfishing for omega-3 fatty acids, it's actually led to declining fish populations, and it ends up disrupting whole marine ecosystems.
Wow, that's a pretty stark example.
It is.
So it's not just about what is in the supplement, it's how those ingredients are actually obtained.
You got it. That's a great way to put it. And it doesn't stop there. The production process itself, we learned it can be very energy intensive. Manufacturing often involves chemicals, you know, it generates waste, and all of that contributes to pollution.
So we have the resource depletion from unsustainable harvesting, and then we add the pollution from the energy use and the chemicals in the production.
Exactly. And a specific example is vitamin C production. If it's not done sustainably, it can have a surprisingly large carbon footprint.
Wow.
Yeah. Releasing all those greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
So we're getting a much bigger picture now of the full impact of the supplement industry.
And don't forget the packaging, the plastic bottles.
Oof, yes. The packaging. It seems like everything comes in plastic these days.
It really does. Well, we learned that a staggering 2.3 billion.
Billion.
Billion with a B plastic supplement bottles are produced every year.
Oh my gosh, that is a huge number.
It is, and you know, a large portion of that ends up in landfills where it can take hundreds of years to decompose.
I mean, I've been trying to cut down on plastic in general, but I haven't really thought about the impact of supplement packaging until now.
And plastic doesn't just sit in the landfill forever, you know, a lot of it ends up polluting our oceans and harming marine life.
It's really mind-boggling when you think about all that waste. And on top of all that, you mentioned before, the production process can actually introduce pollutants into the supplements themselves.
That's right. For instance, phthalates are often found in plastics, and they can actually leach into supplements.
Oh, no.
And that poses potential health risks.
So it's not just the visible waste, it's also about those hidden contaminants.
Exactly. And, you know, even with plant-based supplements,
which are generally considered to be the more eco-friendly option, right?
Right. But even with those, you have the issue of microbial contamination. So if that quality control isn't rigorous, bacteria or mold can contaminate the product.
During the harvesting or the processing?
During either one, yeah. So it really highlights how important it is to make sure you're sourcing from reputable manufacturers that are prioritizing safety and quality.
It's interesting because I think a lot of us just sort of assume that supplements are good for us, you know?
I think that's a natural assumption.
It is, and we just don't consider that there could be any potential downsides.
Well, we often focus on the benefits and we overlook the bigger picture.
That's a good point.
But I think the more informed we are, the better choices we can make.
Right. So with all of these environmental concerns in mind, are there actually ways to make more sustainable choices when it comes to supplements?
Definitely. There's actually a growing movement towards eco-friendly supplements, and a great place to start is with vegan options.
Okay.
Plant-based supplements generally require fewer resources, and they have a lower carbon footprint compared to those that are derived from animals.
Because animal agriculture is pretty resource-intensive, isn't it?
It is. Take whey protein, for example. It's a popular supplement. It's derived from dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy farming is a significant contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and water pollution.
So if you were to choose a plant-based protein powder like soy or pea protein instead, you could significantly reduce your impact.
Exactly.
So it's a simple swap that can really make a difference.
Absolutely. And it's not just protein powders. Many other supplements like vitamins and minerals also have plant-based alternatives.
Well, that's good to know because I think I'm going to start looking more into those plant-based options. But besides just choosing vegan supplements, what else can we do to kind of be more eco-conscious consumers when it comes to this?
Sustainable sourcing is really key. You want to choose brands that are prioritizing environmentally friendly practices throughout their whole supply chain.
Right. Okay.
And a good way to identify those brands is to look for certifications, things like USDA Organic, Non-GMO Project Verified.
I've definitely seen those before, but I'll be honest, I never really knew what they meant.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but they're great indicators that that product meets certain standards for sustainability and quality.
Okay.
So, for example, the USDA Organic Seal ensures that the ingredients were grown without the use of synthetic pesticides or fertilizers.
Which ultimately helps to protect biodiversity and soil health, right?
Exactly. And the Non-GMO Project Verified Seal means that that product has been tested and verified to be free of genetically modified organisms, which really supports those sustainable agriculture practices.
Okay, that's really helpful. I'm definitely going to be paying more attention to that now when I'm looking at supplements. It's much easier to make those choices when you have that information right in front of you. And like you said, it's about supporting those brands that are actually putting in the effort.
You got it. You're voting with your dollar, essentially, right? And when you support those brands that are prioritizing sustainability, you're sending a message to the whole industry.
I love that.
It's about those conscious choices that can drive real positive change.
So we've talked about the plastic problem. Are there any companies out there that are doing interesting things in terms of eco-friendly packaging?
Oh, absolutely. There are some companies out there really innovating with some incredible eco-friendly options.
Wow. So what kinds of things are we talking about?
Well, some companies have started using recycled materials for their packaging, which helps to reduce the need for virgin plastic, right?
Yes.
Others are moving towards glass containers, which can be recycled infinitely. And get this.
What?
There are even companies experimenting with compostable packaging.
Wait, compostable? Like you just throw it in your compost bin?
Yep. Made from plant-based materials like bamboo or even seaweed.
Compostable seaweed packaging. Wow, that's so cool. I love that.
Right? It's awesome. And they're really starting to think outside of the box. Or outside of the plastic bottle, should I say.
It really sounds like they are. What are some of the companies doing those things?
Well, there's a company called TerraSeed, for example. They're using compostable bottles made from beechwood fiber.
Beechwood fiber.
Yeah.
So you can really just toss the whole bottle in your compost when you're done.
That's exactly right. And even their refill pouches are compostable as well. They are committed to zero waste.
I love it.
Another great example is a company called Seed. They use refillable glass jars and aluminum containers for their supplements, and all of their boxes are made from biodegradable algae paper.
Okay, now that's just cool. Algae paper? Wow. It really feels like we are headed towards a more sustainable future.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
It is. So with all of these options out there, how can we as consumers know that we're choosing high-quality supplements? What are some things that we should be looking for besides just the sustainability factor?
That's a great question. You know, I think the first thing is to kind of manage your expectations. Supplements, they're not magic bullets. They should be seen as something that complements a healthy lifestyle, not a replacement for it.
That's such a good point, because it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that supplements are some kind of quick fix.
It is. The marketing is very persuasive, but they're really not. And choosing reputable brands is important, too.
Okay.
You know, those established companies, they're much more likely to have the resources to invest in quality control and sustainable practices. And they're also usually much more transparent about their sourcing and their manufacturing processes.
Right. So it's about doing your research. You can't just grab the first thing you see on the shelf.
Exactly. And look for quality seals from independent organizations like NSF International or USP.
Oh, okay.
Those certifications actually indicate that the product has undergone rigorous testing, you know, to verify the purity, the potency, and the safety.
Okay, that's a good tip. I'm definitely going to be looking out for that. What about the ingredients themselves? Are there any red flags there?
Yeah. You always want to prioritize supplements that have natural ingredients. The fewer additives and fillers, the better. You want to look for products that are made with whole food ingredients that have undergone minimal processing.
It sounds like you're talking about reading food labels. The shorter the ingredient list, the better.
That's a great analogy. And just like food, it's important to remember that supplements should be just that, supplements. They should be something that complements a healthy diet and lifestyle, not a substitute for them.
Right, absolutely. So we've talked about the environmental impact of supplements. We've talked about how to make more sustainable choices, the importance of quality. I want to circle back to something you mentioned before, this idea of taking a holistic approach to wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So how do supplements fit into that?
Well, holistic health is all about recognizing that our mind, our body, and our spirit are all interconnected.
Okay.
It's about addressing the root causes of those health issues, not just masking symptoms.
Right.
And, you know, supplements can play a role in supporting your overall well-being, but they're most effective when they're combined with other healthy habits.
So things like a balanced diet, regular exercise, stress management techniques, getting enough sleep.
Exactly. It's not just about popping a pill and calling it a day.
It's about weaving those supplements into a lifestyle that really nourishes your entire being.
You got it. Supplements are just one piece of the puzzle, and they really are most effective when they're used intentionally and in conjunction with all those other healthy practices.
Well said. You know, I'm actually really curious to know more about the potential benefits of different types of natural supplements. What are some common categories that people might want to explore?
Oh, there's a whole fascinating world of natural supplements out there. You have vitamins and minerals, which are essential for a whole range of bodily functions. You know, they support our immune system, help maintain strong bones. We have herbs, which can provide more targeted support for specific concerns.
So things like anxiety or digestive issues.
Exactly. And then you have adaptogens, which are amazing for helping our bodies cope with stress. They can really help bring us back into balance.
Wow. There's so much variety there. I'm already feeling inspired to do a little bit more research, maybe see what might be a good fit for me.
That's what we hope to inspire, that curiosity and desire to learn more about how to take care of yourself and the planet. Welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles. Before the break, we were talking about making those informed choices when it comes to supplements. And it's worth remembering that it's not really about being perfect. It's just about making some progress, you know.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming sometimes, you know, when you start thinking about making all those changes.
It really can be.
But you're right, it's all about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And speaking of making changes, I wanted to highlight some brands that are doing some really innovative things in the world of eco-friendly supplements. One that I thought was super cool is TerraSeed.
Okay.
They are packaging their products in 100% compostable bottles.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Made from beechwood fiber.
Beechwood fiber.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So you can actually compost the bottle when you're finished with the supplement.
That's right. You can toss the whole thing right into your compost bin. And to make it even better, their refill pouches are compostable as well. They're really setting a high bar for zero waste.
It's great to be companies really taking those extra steps. Are there any other companies out there that are kind of making similar efforts?
Absolutely. Another company that impressed me was Seed. They package their supplements in refillable glass jars and aluminum containers, and they use boxes that are made from biodegradable algae paper.
Algae paper? Okay, oh, that's just cool. I love that. It's really inspiring to see these companies coming up with these creative and sustainable solutions. It feels like the industry is finally starting to prioritize sustainability.
It really does. And it's not just about the packaging either. A lot of these brands are committed to sourcing their ingredients responsibly, ensuring fair labor practices, and giving back to environmental causes. They're approaching sustainability from a really holistic perspective.
I love that. It's really about taking responsibility for the entire life cycle of the product and its impact on people and the planet. It's really about walking the talk.
Exactly. And you don't have to navigate all of this alone, you know. There are lots of resources out there to help you make informed choices. Websites like Eco Green Love and 4Ocean, they have great articles on sustainable supplements. Organizations like the Council for Responsible Nutrition offer really good tips on choosing high-quality products.
Oh, I'm definitely going to check those out. I think it's so important to have access to reliable information so we can make those choices that are really aligned with our values.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. So let's get into some practical tips for choosing eco-friendly supplements. First, remember those certifications we talked about earlier, USDA Organic, Non-GMO Project Verified. Keep an eye out for those seals when you're shopping.
Right. So those are like little green flags letting you know the product meets certain standards for sustainability and quality.
Exactly. And don't be shy about reaching out to brands directly. You can ask them about their sourcing practices, their packaging materials, you know, their overall commitment to sustainability.
I love that. It's really about holding companies accountable and encouraging them to do better. You know, we have a voice as consumers and it's important to use it.
I agree. And while you're at it, why not try to support those local businesses whenever possible? Buying from local companies really helps to reduce those transportation emissions and it strengthens your own community.
Oh, that's a great point. I love supporting local businesses. What about buying in bulk? Is that a good way to reduce packaging waste?
It can be, for sure. If you have the space and you know you're going to use a product regularly, buying in bulk is a great way to cut down on that packaging waste.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there any other tips that you have for us to kind of make our supplement routine a little more eco-friendly?
Well, here's a really simple one. Consider using reusable containers. Once you finish a glass jar or a tin, don't throw it away. Wash it out and reuse it. You know, store other things around the house.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly. And speaking of recycling, be sure to recycle properly. Check with your local recycling program to see what types of plastics they accept, because not all plastics are created equal.
Oh, that's a good reminder. Recycling guidelines can be confusing, so it's always good to double check.
It really is. Now, shifting gears a bit, we've talked about how plant-based supplements are a good choice for the environment. Do you have any questions about specific types of supplements or ingredients?
Yeah, well, you mentioned plant-based protein powders as a good alternative to whey. Are there any other supplements that are generally considered to be more sustainable?
It really depends on the specific product and, you know, how it's sourced and manufactured. But generally speaking, try to look for supplements that are made with whole food ingredients and minimal processing.
So the closer to nature, the better.
That's a great way to think about it. And remember, quality over quantity. It's better to invest in a few high-quality supplements that you know you're going to use and that are going to actually benefit you, rather than buying a bunch of cheaper products that might just end up sitting in your cabinet.
Ugh, I am so guilty of that. Sometimes I get really caught up in the marketing and think, I need every supplement under the sun. It's so important to be mindful and intentional with our choices.
You got it. And it's about listening to your body, understanding what you truly need to thrive.
Well said. You know, it's not just about what we put in our bodies, but also what we put out into the world, right?
Right.
And that includes the waste that we generate, the resources we consume, the impact we have on the planet.
It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected, and our choices really have ripple effects, effects that extend way beyond ourselves.
That's a really powerful thought. You know, we actually have the power to create a healthier and more sustainable future for ourselves and for future generations.
And it all starts with those small steps, you know, by making those conscious choices in our everyday lives, from the food we eat to the supplements we take, we can collectively make a really big difference.
I love that. It's about taking action, no matter how small, and believing that those actions can create a ripple effect of positive change.
And it's about staying curious. The world of sustainability is always evolving. There's always something new to learn and discover.
That is so true. We really can all be lifelong learners, always striving to expand our knowledge and make those choices that benefit both ourselves and the planet.
And that's what the Curiosity Chronicles is all about. We're all on this journey together, exploring ways to live more sustainably, protect our wildlife, and enhance our well-being.
We are so glad to have you all along for the ride. Now, as we wrap up this episode of the Curiosity Chronicles, we want to leave you with one final thought.
What's one small change that you can make in your own life today to be a little bit more environmentally safe? It could be anything, you know, from choosing a reusable water bottle to opting for a plant-based meal.
Remember, even those smallest actions can make a big difference when we all do them together.
So what are you waiting for? Get out there and be the change you want to see in the world.
And in the meantime, stay curious, stay informed, and stay connected.
And as always, strive to be physically strong, mentally awake, and environmentally safe. See you next time.
You know, it's amazing how a deep dive into something like supplements can really open your eyes to how interconnected everything is, you know, our health, the environment, the choices that we make as consumers.
It really highlights the fact that we just can't compartmentalize our lives anymore. You know what I mean? Like, what we do in one area, it inevitably has an impact on another area.
You're so right. It's like, once you see those connections, you just can't unsee them, you know? And then it really becomes a question of, okay, now what? What can I do with this new awareness? I think that's where the magic really happens, when that curiosity turns into action.
I agree 100%. It's really about taking that curiosity, that desire for knowledge, and actually turning it into positive change. And, you know, it doesn't have to be some grand gesture. It could be something as small as, you know, choosing a supplement in a compostable bottle instead of plastic, or taking a moment to research a company's sourcing practices before you buy.
Yeah, exactly. It's really about those everyday choices, those small things that when they're multiplied across millions of people, they can have a real impact. And we're not alone in this. There are so many people out there who are passionate about sustainability, and they're working towards a brighter future.
And we're proud to be a part of that community. And we really encourage all of you listening to join us. Share your own tips and discoveries on social media. Connect with those brands that are really aligned with our values. Let's create a real movement of conscious consumers, you know, making a difference with every purchase.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about, isn't it? It's about using our collective tower to create a world that's healthier, more just, and more sustainable for absolutely everyone. And that is a mission worth striving for.
I think so, too. So as we wrap up another episode of the Curiosity Chronicles, we want to leave you with this.
What is one small change that you can make in your own life today to live a little bit more sustainably? It could be anything. Switching to a reusable water bottle, opting for a plant-based meal, or even just choosing supplements that are produced and packaged with the planet in mind.
And remember, even the smallest actions can have a big impact when we all do them together.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making those choices that benefit both you and the planet. Strive to be physically strong, mentally awake and environmentally safe.
See you next week for another deep dive into the world of sustainable and healthy living.